This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Death toll from Bhotekoshi flash flood reaches 579. State mechanisms continue rescue and search operations. Road connectivity in flood hit Raswa restored after repairs. More than 2.29 billion rupees deposited into Prime Minister Natural Disaster Relief Fund. Prime Minister updates on post-flood rescue and relief efforts. And Norway mourns King Harald V and Haakon VIII Asson's throne. Now the news in detail. The bodies of 579 people have been recovered so far following the devastating floods in Raswa, according to Nepal police. Out of the total 12 bodies were recovered in Raswa, 37 in Nuakot, 40 in Dhading, 233 in Chitwan, 47 in Gorkha, 30 in Tanahu, 153 in Nawalparasi East and 27 in Nawalparasi West. Efforts are being made to move families living in flood risk areas to safer locations, conduct necessary search and rescue operations in coordination with various agencies and local residents and clear road obstructions at different locations. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, out of 579 bodies recovered, 511 had been taken to various hospitals. Meanwhile, Raswa, the district in the north-central part of Bagmati province, has been connected to the road. The road to Raswa district, which was ripped by the catastrophic Bhotekoshi flash flood, is restored from Bogati Tar Kalikastan Dhunte Road. The route operates through Kathmandu Tokha Chahare. The Nepal Army has rescued 191 workers from under-construction hydropower tunnels along the Bhotekoshi and Trisuli river systems. The rescued include engineers, technicians and manual workers. The Army also rescued 900 people, including 56 foreign nationals from Timure, Siafrubesi and Mailung in Raswa yesterday. Since August 26, the Army has rescued 2,101 people through land and air operations and provided medical assistance to 1,706 people. Around 6,700 security personnel have been mobilized for search, rescue and relief operations. The Army continues to search for missing people and recover bodies from the river banks. The water level has increased again in the Bhotekoshi River in Raswa. In view of the risk it poses, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority NDRRMA has urged people to take precaution in the downstream areas, saying the level of water mixed with the mud and debris has risen in the river. More than 2.29 billion rupees has been raised for the Prime Minister's Disaster Relief Fund following the devastating Bhotekoshi floods. Previously, the fund received 1.91 billion rupees within 36 hours from Wednesday afternoon to Thursday midnight, while another 385.5 million rupees was donated on Friday. Meanwhile, the Asian Development Bank has approved a 750 million rupees emergency grant to support rescue and relief operations, including food, drinking water, shelter and medicine and search and rescue equipment. The United States Embassy in Kathmandu has also begun delivering emergency supplies. Through Catholic Relief Services and Caritas Nepal, more than 2.5 tons of food, 500 blankets, 500 mosquito nets and 500 insulation sheets will be provided to two schools in Raswa. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Balendra Shah has made updates on the ongoing post-disaster intervention, search, rescue relief, distribution and rehabilitation works. Writing a social media post on Friday evening, Prime Minister Balendra Shah shared the information that the government has begun a detailed assessment of damage to roads, bridges, electricity, drinking water, telecommunications and other infrastructure. It has also initiated efforts to receive 10 belly bridges from India and China to restore road connectivity. The Prime Minister said early warning alerts were sent to more than 200,000 people amid the risk of further flooding in the Bhote Kosi and lower basin areas. Telecommunication services are gradually being restored while electricity has resumed in around 90% of Nuakot. The government has provided 67.5 million rupees to 15 affected local levels for immediate relief and rescue operations. Prime Minister Shah also rejected reports that the government had refused foreign assistance, saying coordination is continuing with India, China and other international partners for necessary rescue and relief support. The government has decided that all members of the Council of Ministers will contribute 1 month's salary to the Prime Minister's Disaster Relief Fund. Government spokesperson Sasmit Pokhrel informed that the cabinet meeting held yesterday at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers had made that decision. The government is to announce subsidy and rehabilitation package targeting the flood-hit people and affected areas. Similarly, a decision was also taken to direct the Finance Ministry to prepare subsidy and rehabilitation package for the people and business organization of areas affected by flood in the Bhote Kosi River occurred on Wednesday. President of United States Donald Trump has vowed to send Nepal any help that it needs in the aftermath of the devastating Bhote Kosi flash floods happened on Wednesday. The NBC News has quoted the U.S. president saying that he spoke to Nepali officials and acknowledged that many Americans are still missing. Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Khanal and Foreign Minister of Australia Penny Wong held a telephone conversation yesterday on the recent catastrophic flash flood occurred in Nepal. The conversation featured the issues of human and physical loss and subsequent intervention of search, rescue and relief redistribution in the flood-hit areas including Raswa and Nuakot districts. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज Chinese President Xi Jinping has written a message of condolence to Nepal over the huge loss of life and property in the devastating flood occurred on August 26th. President Xi sent the condolence message to Nepali President Ramchandra Podel according to Chinese embassy based in Kathmandu. Similarly, Russian President Vladimir Putin has expressed his sorrow over the loss of lives and properties caused by the Bhote Kosi flash floods. In a message to President Ramchandra Podel and Prime Minister Balendra Shah, Russian President Putin expressed his condolence over the numerous victims and severe destruction caused by mudslides and flash floods. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Norway is mourning the death of King Harald V, who died on Friday at the age of 89 after 35 years on the throne. According to the BBC, Harald died peacefully at Oslo University Hospital at the age of 89. He had recently been receiving treatment for a bacterial infection. Crowds gathered outside the Royal Palace in Oslo to pay tribute while the government declared a period of national mourning. Harald was widely respected as a modern and unifying monarch who played an important role in supporting Norwegians during times of national crisis. Following his death, his 53-year-old son Haakon became King Haakon VIII. He formally met the government in an extraordinary council of state and is expected to take an oath before parliament. Norway does not hold a traditional coronation for its monarchs. Norwegian Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre said the country was mourning while expressing gratitude for Harald's long service to Norway. Harald's funeral arrangements are yet to be formally announced, with further national mourning ceremonies expected in the coming days. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions throughout the country today. Moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning are likely at many places in the mountainous and hilly areas. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also expected at many places in the Tarai areas of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces today. Similar weather is likely at some places in Madhes province and in the Tarai areas of Kosi province. Heavy rainfall is possible at one or two places in the mountainous and hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Heavy rain is also likely at one or two places in the hilly areas of Karnali province and in the hilly and Tarai areas of Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Death toll from Bhotekosi flash flood reaches 579. State mechanisms continue rescue and search operations. Road connectivity in flood hit Raswa restored after repairs. More than 2.29 billion rupees deposited into Prime Minister Natural Disaster Relief Fund. Prime Minister updates on post-flood rescue and relief efforts. And Norway mourns King Harald V as Haakon VIII ascends throne. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.